In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here in this Ember Day, I want to focus upon the O Antiphon, which we have for the day. We're in the times of the greater antiphons. And what is today's antiphon? It's O Clavis David. O Clavis David et Sceptrum Domus Israel. Qui aperies et nemo claudit, claudis et nemo aperit, veni et educ vinctum de domo carceris sedentem in tenebris et umbra mortis. In the vernacular, it would be, O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, that openest and no man shutteth, and shuttest and no man openeth. Come to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Let's focus on those last words there. What is this key of David supposed to do? What is he supposed to unlock? What is the key for? It's for the purpose of opening that which is locked. But the key which is Christ, what does his name mean? That is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus means Savior, or he saves. And so if he is called to save, that means the ones who he is called to save must be in danger. They're locked in prison. That is the very purpose for which our Lord has come, to be a key which unlocks the prison doors and sets souls free. That's what this antiphon is speaking about. Those who are in the prison, those that sit in darkness, those that lie within the shadow of death. And when you consider the fullness of the power of our Lord Christ and his firm, decisive action, the church cries out to him. But she does not limit herself into asking him to come in some general manner. She does, as the church, is she takes pleasure in explaining our necessities, what it is that we need, in always using the language of Scripture. That's what this passage is all about. Come, draw the captive out of his prison, where he groans away, where he yearns, where he longs for freedom. Come and free those who lie in darkness, those who are in the shadow of death. What we find there are the two necessities that we as the church ask from the Savior, who is the key. We're asking for him to set us free, we who are always captive. We are always lying amidst darkness. Without doubt, we possess sanctifying grace within our souls. That's which allows us to come to God. That's what baptism does to change everything in our lives. We have grace within our lives, but we're left within a place where we are often haunted by the realities of prison, that is the prison of mortal sin. And so mysterily we are joined with the eternal prison of hell, because sin is always at our doorstep. But grace has illuminated us and left us within the shade of the shadow of death. For now the light of life illuminates us. Although we depart from that prison, and although that light illumines us, it's not true that we still have not reached the fullness of liberty which Christ desires to bring us. It's as though we're on the precipice of that light, and that's what this Advent season is putting before us, that Christ is to come. He's about to bring us there, but we're not quite yet there. And so it's necessary for us that our Lord would come and grant us that perfect liberty, to illuminate us and to plentifully show us his light, so that even these last vestiges of what darkness is might be chased away, so that all things of darkness might flee from the very presence of God as he seeks to set us free. That's what his coming in these days is truly all about. And as long as we do not reach the heights of perfection, every one of us is captive. Because God desires to bring each of us through the power of his Son, that sanctifying grace that he sends forth into our hearts, which pours off this altar, which is always present to those who seek sacramental grace, grace from God himself. He desires each of us to achieve the heights of heaven. It's not only for Catherine of Siena who you read about. It's not only for these great saints that we find within books. It's for each of us. Each of us is called to the heights. And so until we arrive at those heights, each of us lay in a captivity. And so that's why this antiphon is important for us, that we do lay within the shadow of death. We lay captive in a dark prison. And when all prisons have been opened for us within our lives, then we will be able to come forth free. That is to say, when those shadows of our spirit have been scattered, that's the only time we'll ultimately be free. Remember, we had that retreat just a few weeks ago that was meant to get us to search within ourselves with Christ himself, asking him to come more deeply into us and to heal us so that we might find security in the love of God the Father. And from that, be able to be brought forth to the maturity of the blossoming of the fullness of this Christian life, which will finally culminate in the purity of action, the purity of virtue, which the Lord has called us to live within. This prison exile remains for us, and so our lives are spent in sighing for the supreme liberty of heaven. Each of us as imperfect sinners, as desiring to be saints, have to cry out to Christ, to say to him with our whole heart, just as this antiphon says, Key of David, come to me. Scepter of the house of Jacob, come now. Come and set me free, for I am lying within the shades, within the shadows of death. Come and illumine my darkness. We can say it even in a more simple way. Not to use the high elevated of the liturgy merely as our words, but to speak about it more familiarly and say something like, O Lord, O my Jesus, open for me forever the door of your most sacred heart. Show me, O Lord, your most holy face. For I know if I were to enter into that heart, if you were to reveal to me the light of your countenance, O Lord, that will be enough to set me free and to distance myself from the shades of sin that so allure me and hold me back in this world. If I were but to enter into that ark of peace, which is your perfect heart for me. Then I know that all those chains which hold me bound will fall to the ground, that they'll be smashed and broken to pieces. O Jesus, you who open and no one is able to close, open to me the light of your presence, the light of your love, the light of ultimate happiness. I want the light of life forever. When you and I begin to pray and to turn to the Lord in this way, that's the very thing that opens prison doors, that sets the captives free. And the key to that is the calling upon Christ, who is the key of David, to come and to save us, as his name says. During these Advent days, call upon him. Let him scatter the darkness that exists within your life. Ask him to actually come and to set you free, to heal those things so you can have a secure foundation in him. It is for this reason that he comes into the world, and it is for this reason he desires us to enter into his most sacred heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.